It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, glad we're together again today. Something in this bag I'd like you to see. Do you know what this might be? That's a latch hook rug. It's not finished yet, but Chef Brockett's making it, and he showed me how to use this latch hook, which is what this is. And so I'm going to try to show you the way he taught me. Now you have just a little piece of yarn like this, and you put the latch hook in a square like that, and you put the yarn around here, and then it goes around like that, and then it hooks it and brings it up like that. See that? And every one of these is done like that. Every one separately. Think how long it must take to make a rug like this. Well, Chef Brockett has lots of different kinds of rugs at his bakery today, and I wanted you to see those different ones. So let's just take this one back to him and go to Brockett's bakery right now. See all of his different rugs. Come along. Hello. Hi. Have a good day. Thank you.
Señor Rogers, ¿cómo está?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
Muy bien, gracias.
Good.
Jose, the order's almost ready for the daycare home.
Okay, I'll take care of it.
Hi, Fred.
Hey, Don. Just wanted you to see this. A few things that I did on here. I think they're right. It's right in there.
Yeah, it looks good. You used the small hook, the latch hook.
Yes. Right?
And the short piece of wool.
Right.
Now, in the rug display, I have another kind of hook. And I'll show you. Come on over here.
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
Now, see, this is called a punch hook rug. Not a latch hook, but a punch hook.
A lot of rugs here.
Now, look here. You use a long piece of wool on this one.
Oh, is this different kind of a needle?
That's right. That's a punch hook. And look, see the back here?
Well, this is the back of it.
Yeah, wait till you see the front. Look.
Oh, that's beautiful with the leaves and all.
Uh-huh. On this kind, you have one long piece of wool, and then you go. You punch it in like this. Hold the bottom a little bit. And punch again. Go in that way. And so you just keep going with one piece of wool. Instead of going one at a time, uh-huh, like you did with the other one. All kinds of rugs in here.
What's that kind?
This one, it's a rag rug.
Rag?
Yeah. You just get all kinds of old cotton rags. You try to get the most colorful ones you can find, and then you sew them together.
That is beautiful, isn't it?
Now, this one is a kuba.
Kuba?
It's from Afghanistan.
Was it called an oriental rug?
That's right. But it's a special kind of oriental called a kuba from Afghanistan. Every one of these pieces of fabric is knotted on the back. Each one.
You mean by hand?
By hand. Tiny little knots, and it'll last forever.
Must take a long time to make.
Lots of work. This is a braided rug. What you do with this one is you just take three pieces of wool or cotton, and you braid it. And then when you get a long piece of braid, you start to sew it around in an oval, or you can sew it in a circle if you want one to be round. This is a shag rug here, but it's not handmade. It's from a factory. I got to get back over here to my place. You look around, all right?
Well, thank you. Oh, look at this one. This has a picture of a tree and some animals. I think that's made out of needlepoint. This is a different kind of rug. Where's Mr. Rogers? Peek-a-boo. Interesting things. Here's another one. This says Lillihan on the back.
That's another Oriental. Mm-hmm. Now these...
What about these?
These aren't made by hand. These are from a factory.
Oh.
They're good ones. They'll last a while, but they come from a factory. You know, I know a mother and father who work in the factory all day.
You mean a rug
they
factory?
Both take, yeah, in a rug factory. And while they're there, they send their child to the daycare home, and that's the daycare home that we're doing the order for over here.
Oh, that's interesting to know that. So many different things people do in this world.
The order is ready.
Oh, good, Jose.
Speedy delivery.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Good day,
Mr. McFeely.
Good day.
Good delivery.
You're just in time, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, thank you, Jose.
It's for the daycare home.
The daycare home. Would you like to go along with me?
I would.
Okay, you can help me with my deliveries today.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely. See you later.
See ya.
Adios.
Adios. Adios. Bye-bye.
Delivery to you. Follow me.
I will.
This is the place.
Oh, good.
Now that over there, the yard, is where they play when they're outside. One of the fence around it.
I see. That looks good and safe.
It is. Push the button here. Oh, there's Mrs. Beasley.
Hello, Mr. McFeely.
Mrs. Beasley, there's your delivery.
All right, thank you.
I'd like you to meet Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers.
How do you do, Miss Beasley?
How are you, Mr. Rogers?
Good, thank
you. Think it'd be all right if Mr. Rogers came in and met the children?
That would be fine, thanks.
Good.
Okay.
All right. Come along, let's go.
Children, I have a surprise for you this morning.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Mr. Rogers and Mr. McFeely, Will... Lisa,
hi, Lisa.
Erica,
hi, Erica,
Daniel, Lillian.
Hi, Lillian.
Hi. Glad to meet you. What are you all playing now?
Cars.
You're playing cars?
Yeah. That's a firebird.
Do you all like to play with the blocks and the
These
cars?
These are my cars. I got more cars, though.
Do they seem to like to build with blocks?
Oh, yes. They love to build. They love to build with the blocks.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call this, Erica?
A camera.
A camera. Well, you have a good imagination. But you can build all kinds of things with blocks, can't you?
A house. I can go like this. And this.
Did you come here when you were real little?
Mm-hmm.
Did you? Do you remember what it was like when you first came? Mm-hmm. How did you feel? Kind of new.
I feel like I'm scared.
You feel like you're scared at first? And then what?
Then I got used to it.
You got used to it? How did you get used to it?
Because when the other day I started getting used to it, I liked playing with it.
You liked playing at the daycare home, huh?
All right, children, let's wash our hands so we can have this snack Mr. McFeely brought us.
Okay, right this way. I'll help out. I'll help wash hands here. Right this way, everybody.
Daniel, I know you and your mother have to leave, so would you like to have a cookie before you go?
Would you like to take a cookie for your trip?
I think so. We have to go.
Here, come. They're really not cookies. They're
These look really
oatmeal
good.
Bars. Yeah.
Okay, Daniel.
Have one for each of you.
Okay.
Daniel.
Here we go. Okay. Would you like to come with
Daniel,
me?
I'm glad to have met you.
I want to carry one
for Billy. I want to carry one for Billy. Okay.
This one's Billy's.
That one's Billy's. Is Billy his brother?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Okay.
You better have one then for yourself.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Glad to meet you.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
Bye-bye. Is there anything I can do to help you, Miss Beasley?
Yes, if you'll just put 3 oatmeal cookies and the napkins on the tray, and I'll get the cups.
All right. These oatmeal bars look good. Like being a daycare mother?
Oh, yes, I love being a daycare mother. The children are so nice.
Are they always happy, though?
No, they're not always happy. Sometimes when they first come to me, they cry after their mothers, and I'll pick them up, and they get all right after a while, and they start playing and mingling with the other kids. Mm-hmm. And when they're around other children, they enjoy themselves, so they forget about mom for a while. But then they know that their mother's going to always come pick them up afterwards. So.
Well, do your daycare children ever call you grandmother?
Oh, they call me Granny.
Do
yes,
they?
All of them call me Granny.
And I suppose you just gather them up in your arms whenever they need it.
Yes, whenever they need consoling or something, they'll come and get up on my lap. And then at nap time, I have to kiss each one of them.
Well, you have a nap time every day, I guess, don't
yes.
you?
Yes. We have lunch, and then after lunch, everyone goes to the bathroom, and then they take their naps.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have the cots over here.
Oh, could I see
one of them? Pulled the cots down for them to take their naps on.
Uh-huh. That looks comfortable. Does every daycare home have cots exactly like this?
Well, they're not exactly. They're different colors.
Uh-huh. But very much like this, I guess. Now, does it matter which child uses which cot?
Each child has his own cot.
Oh, each child has his own.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get this top.
Put this on, too.
Look at the snack. The snack is a surprise. Well, their hands are all washed. Anything else I can do to help?
Mr. McFeely.
Yes, you can take the tray.
All right, I'll do that.
Should I bring the fruit?
All right, then.
Here are some snacks. I'll place speed delivery. There you go. There's the milk.
There's the fruit.
Here's yours. There you go. Well, there's some deliveries.
There you are.
I have more deliveries to make today. I'm glad to be able to see you today. Speedy delivery to you.
I guess I better go, too.
Would you like to take a piece of fruit?
I would.
I would. I think I'll take an orange.
I'd like an apple. You all have a good day.
Goodbye. Bye, everybody.
Bye. I'm glad I came, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, I thought you'd like that visit.
Come on.
Well, I have a pickup and delivery over that way, so I'll just say speedy delivery to you.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Okay, bye-bye.
Enjoyed being with you. We stayed away longer than I expected, but I'm glad Mr. McFeely let us visit the daycare home with him. You see, when moms and dads both have to go to work at the same time, they often have to find somebody to take good care of their children. That somebody is called a daycare giver. Because it's somebody who gives care in the daytime while mom and dad are working away from home. That's who Mrs. Beasley is. She's a daycare giver. Let's go inside. Of course, there are many different kinds of daycare homes and daycare centers. But one thing they're all supposed to have is somebody who really cares for children and gives them good, safe care until their moms or dads come for them. And in most daycare places, the children get to love their caregiver, but they love their mothers and dads even more, and that's what makes it hard when their parents leave. Let's have some make-believe. Trolley? Let's think of a time in the neighborhood of make-believe when both a father and a mother have to go away from home to work. Ready, trolley? Okay, neighborhood of make-believe.
Well, I just called to check on the rug. Oh, you say it's on its way. How did you send it? Speedy delivery. Oh, good. Thank you so much.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery.
Oh, just the person I was hoping to see.
Good day, Ms. Polifka. How are you today?
I'm fine. I hope that's the royal rug.
Well, now, is this it?
Oh, this is it. Oh, thanks so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome, quite welcome.
Mr. McFeely.
Oh, sounds like X the Owl is calling you.
Yes.
Well, I'll see you later. Thank you very much
again.
Okay,
speedy delivery to you.
Mr. McFeely.
Coming, X, coming.
Did it come, Mr. McFeely?
You mean your OCS package?
Yes, do you have it?
Well, let's see. I'm afraid it hasn't arrived yet, X.
Oh, nuts. I wanted to start to study that course.
Well, just exactly what course is it? What are you studying, X?
Oh, anything that comes will be fine, Mr. McFeely. I love to learn. I love to study. Owl Correspondence School, dear OCS, we do our lessons and we get a U or S. We hope for an S. So Owl Correspondence School, dear OCS. Owl Correspondence School, we love you best. We love you best. Yes, sir. I love to work.
well, so do I. Oh, X, I just noticed something in here I neglected to take to the castle.
Oh, what's that mean, neglected?
Well, it means that I didn't do it, so I'll have to do it right now, and it looks rather important, doesn't it?
Oh, it surely does, with all those stickers and tassels and stuff. I wish it were my OCS studies.
Well, they'll come. You mark my words.
How do I do that? Mark your words.
Well, it's something people say to mean, oh, it's sure to happen.
Oh, I see. Okay, then, I guess I'll go study my old lessons again. See you, Mr. McFeely.
Okay, bye-bye, X. Speedy delivery to you. Speedy delivery. Speedy delivery for King Friday. Speedy delivery at the castle for King Friday.
McFeely, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
And what is the nature of your business today?
This speedy delivery.
You may read it.
Well, it says to King Friday and Queen Sarah Saturday, neighborhood of make-believe.
Well, we'll need the Queen for this reading. Sarah, dear, will you come here?
Sure poetry.
Yes.
Did you call Friday?
Yes, I said, Sarah, dear, will you come here?
Oh, that's lovely. And how are you, Mr. McFeely?
Very fine, thank you, Queen Sarah. I have this delivery for you and King Friday right here.
Oh, it's beautifully decorated. It looks like an invitation.
You may read it now, Mr. McFeely.
Well, already, just a moment here. I'll open it up.
Thank you.
Here we go. Well, it says, Your Royal Highnesses, King Friday and Queen Sarah Saturday, the Royal School of Castle Management most respectfully invite you both to teach a short master's course entitled Castles Yesterday and Today, with special emphasis on crown storage and child rearing. May we hear from you immediately. Yours with high hopes and higher expectations, the Royal Committee on Guest Lectureship, Queen Mabel and King Harold Chairperson.
Oh, Mabel and Harold, how thoughtful of them.
And they want us to teach a master's course?
Yes, wouldn't that be a challenge?
Would you like to do it, Sarah?
I would, Friday. Don't you think it would be fun?
Yes, but we must find out when it is and for how long. Miss Polificate, Castle Garden, please.
Oh, you called, sire?
Yes, will you kindly call the Royal School of Castle Management and ask for Queen Mabel or King Harold?
I already have, Your Majesty, and Queen Mabel is on the phone right now.
Oh, very good. Hello, Mabel. How are you? Very fine, thank you. And Harold? Good. Yes, she's fine, too, standing right beside me here. Oh, well, of course. She said she'd like to talk with you, Sarah.
Oh, hello, Mabel. Yes, of course, it just arrived to be delivered. Well, we'd like to very much. Tomorrow evening? Well, of course, but how long would we stay? 3 days and three nights. Just a moment. What do you think, Friday?
Of course we can manage.
We'll be there tomorrow, Mabel. Yes, crown storage and child rearing. Farewell. Well,
that sounds like fun.
Yes, but I've just been thinking, what about Prince Tuesday?
What about him, Sarah?
Well, who will take care of him while we're gone?
I can help, Your Majesty.
Well, I'm sure you will, Miss Polificate, but you're very busy with the telephones.
Well, we'll need a babysitter for him.
But who will that be?
Perhaps we should consult Prince Tuesday himself.
I think that's an excellent idea.
Thank you.
I'll fetch him.
You may. Thank you very much.
Well, the Royal School doesn't give people much time to prepare their courses.
Well, we've always been noted for our crown storage, Mr. McFeely.
Well, how do you store your crowns?
We wear them all the time, dear.
Oh, I see.
We're always sure of where they are.
Well, what about child rearing?
Speaking of that, here comes our prince now.
Miss Polificate said you wanted to see me, Daddy.
That's correct, son. You may greet your mother and Mr. McFeely.
Hi, Mother.
Prince Tuesday.
Hello, Mr. McFeely.
You grow bigger each time I see you, Prince Tuesday.
Oh, he does he know? Mm-hmm.
Are you going to go away?
We are, son, and we want to ask your advice about something.
What is it?
Whom would you like for a babysitter?
Nobody.
Nobody? Why not?
Because I'm not a baby.
Well, of course you're not a baby. That's just something that people say.
Well, I don't want a babysitter.
How about a night and day caregiver, son?
Oh, well, that sounds good.
Then we shall arrange for a night and day caregiver. Do you know anyone we could call, Mr. McFeely?
Well, Mayor Maggie of Westwood should know all about that, King Friday.
Oh, Mayor Maggie, I know her well. We grew up together. I'll arrange that, dear.
How long are you going to be gone?
3 days and three nights.
Three nights?
Well, people need to learn about castles and crowns and children and all Tuesday.
Why do you both have to go?
Well, your mother and I could teach them better together than we could just one of us.
I see.
We're looking forward to a Tuesday, but we promise that we'll find you someone fine to stay with you here while we're gone. Someone we're sure will take care of you.
You're not going because I was bad one time, are you?
Of course not, son. If you were a bad person, we couldn't even think of going away. After all, when we go, you and your night and day caregiver will be in charge of this castle. A large job.
I see. And are you going to wear your crowns when you go?
Oh, yes, we always wear our crowns.
Okay, then. But when will I be old enough to wear a crown?
When you become a man, Tuesday. And you're working on that right now.
Well, I think I must call Mayor Maggie right now.
And I must write my lectures, of course.
And I must tell my friends.
Yes. I must go out for more speedy deliveries. Bye-bye, everybody.
Farewell, Mr. McFeely. Yes, that's right, Trolley. Yes, tomorrow. The next time.
So, King Friday and Queen Sarah are going to go away for a few days, and they're going to get a night and day caregiver to stay with Prince Tuesday. Did you ever have a babysitter or a night and day caregiver? Did you like that person? You know, mothers and dads want to be sure that the person who comes to take care of you when they're out will be someone who takes good care. Mm-hmm. That's very important to mothers and dads. In fact, that's something you can talk to your mom and dad about. what babysitters and caregivers you really like and why. That's important talk, because everybody has feelings about that. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud and that you're learning how important you are, how important each person you see can be. Discovering each one's specialty is a most important learning. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud of you too. Let's feed the fish now. Here's your food, fish. You know, every living creature needs some kind of care. I like being a caregiver. Do you? It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day. I'll be back next time. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.